Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our TGIF Live studio audience has spent the past week redoing their New Year's resolutions. It was a redo resolution week, and they are ready for more inspiration from our five purpose-driven partners to put everything into motion. Today's topics on episode 158, Real Estate, Life Coach, Limited Government, Yoga at Home, and Wellness. Delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Miss Molly Faulkner, Smart Real Estate Tips. Virginia Prodan, How to Live a Life of Significance. Rick Manning, God is in Control, Not Government. Emma Burton, Connecting the Mind, Body, and Soul. And Wendy Michelle, Reposition Your Wellness to Finally Live Whole, Healthy, and Free. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests and their websites and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform bookmark. Make your new homepage. Start your day with Everything homeresourceplatform.com. It's Friday, February 5th, and it's time to take the leap and defy gravity to make your 2021 amazing. Since I am a huge Broadway musical fan and Fridays are meant to be a little bit more fun, here is a great one from Wicked.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules. Someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leave. It's time to try to find. Can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know.
Oh, that song gives me chills. If you are ready to take the leap to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, please join us for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We're bringing you the experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real-life tangible takeaways. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, those good people doing good business, good things. You're going to meet five of them today. We promise to always provide motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little bit of entertainment in every episode. You can also listen to any of the past 132 segments. Whew. Oh, no wonder why I get no sleep. Delivered by our 94 partners. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners segment tab to see the topics, listen to the shows, and make your life better. Just a reminder, each month we have that free giveaway. It's $50 cash. That's right. So you can go spend the money where you want to and support the companies that you want to support. None of those silly little gift cards. Just rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. Comment and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, and Gab. Going to start doing some Gab stuff this weekend, pretty hardcore. Rumble, who knew? What a great platform. If you're not on it, go and join it, and then follow us on Rumble. It's Everything Home Talk Show. Or join our newsletter. We got to get around that censorship. You know, we've been censored since September, so they hate us because we talk about patriotism. We talk about improving your life. We talk about God, all those things. That's what the mainstream media hates. Just a couple clicks and a little typing, everybody. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. Multiple actions, multiple entries for the prize. So please support us, and we'll thank you with that bribe. Just to keep it simple, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page, and right next to it, I put the links and social media graphic. So it's easy. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to our show. And all those tabs are right there next to it. This way you never miss an exciting episode. Today's topics: real estate, life coach, limited government, yoga at home. Boy, do I need that. I can't even touch my toes. And wellness. Yeah, it's been a wellness and exercise week to shake loose the tree and get everybody walking around, get them stretching, get them moving, get them grooving, and get their health back on board where it needs to be, especially if we've been home and cramped up in these houses. Oh, it is time to get everything back to normal, people. All right, let's jump into our first guest. It's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. We got on deck. We've got Miss Molly Faulkner. She is the founder of Faulkner International, California, and international real estate. That is so exquisite. International. Let's give her a round of applause, audience. A happy Friday. You know, next time you come on, I'm going to do that song. Good golly, Miss Molly. Good golly, Miss Molly. So what's going on in real estate in California? You guys still got your everything shut down out there? Can you go out to dinner?
Yes, we can go out to dinner. Good morning, Michelle. I love your energy. And as always, it's a delight being your guest.
I appreciate that because it makes me realize that I'm not so insane. As long as somebody gets something out of these episodes, they get a little jazzed up, they get a little inspiration, they take an action to just make a difference in their lives or somebody else. I figured, you know, it's worth the time and the effort and me making an arse out of myself on these shows. Oh, all right, so let's jump in. What do you want to talk about first? What do people need to know?
Well, I know we were talking about the U.S. Every time we are up, but I would like to actually let everybody know about the overseas second passport visas. What came out was a week ago, I spoke to my attorney overseas, and he said 70% of their clients are from the U.S., and they're seeking their second passport for, you know, different countries for peace, security, and best of all, high returns for their retirement.
Interesting. What countries are the hot ones that people are looking at moving to? They're getting a second home then, or is it something they're going to actually end up moving to permanently once they hit a certain age or financial status?
Actually, both. Belize, Panama, Nicaragua, Argentina. So they're really, really good, and it's really affordable. I mean, and on top of that, you can use your 401k to purchase these investments. And with lots of amazing returns and great lifestyle way of living. High standard.
Yeah, and it's much much less expensive, and depending on how things go here, they might have more freedom than we do at the rate that we're going. Oh, we're turning into China. Who are you kidding? This is insane,
yeah, that's
people.
True.
So
well,
what about a cost? So give us a ballpark on California, obviously way out of whack with property value.
Way out
Kind of go with a reference for like an average home.
It starts at $92,000. Since these are tropical countries, you got warm weather all year round. It's a surfer's paradise. Taxes are almost non-existent. No drama. Lots of expats and freedom, but with a higher standard of lifestyle living. So you can't get better than that. And, you know, Amazing.
And it's safe, right? I mean, because you always think third world country.
Safe.
You're thinking,
yes.
Oh, you know what I mean? You're just thinking old movies from TV where you know, like the stories from down in South America. You've got a nice pair of earrings on and some guy goes by on a motorcycle and chops your ear off. I mean, that's my impression from years ago. Because that's in the TV. You know, that's what you hear on TV. And so you're like, how safe is this? And do they have running water? I mean, right?
Yes, actually, that's one. Developers can build on just about anything, but when you're talking about different countries like this, you must find a good developer that really makes sure that they have the running water, they build correctly up to the, you know, United Nations standards and American standards. So it's these are cosmopolitan type of cities and lifestyles. So it's an amazing, you know, it's an amazing program. I actually have a webinar coming up in February 9th if anybody's interested in thinking of overseas.
Yeah, give that website. That would be great.
Yeah. So that would be on my website. It's mynewcalhome.com, and it's under the Central America or international, and you can click on it and sign up for a webinar.
And that's the 5th, the 9th, you said, right?
On the 9th, yes. So it's
what time is
the 9th,
it?
And it's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 1 p.m. your time, Central Mountain Time, I'm sorry.
Would you say that a lot of people in California are moving to these foreign countries, or
yes.
Is it all, you know,
all
the states are unlimited?
Yes.
They're just saying, you know what,
yes.
It's time to go.
Right. All of the United States residences who are actually living on a specific amount of living. For example, you know, you only have a certain amount of income for your retirement, and it's not making it here in America. So when you go to these countries, you have not just a protection, because each home that you buy, it's a title. It's guaranteed titles, and it's for you forever, you know, for your children to inherit. So it's not something that's like, you know, you're buying and then in a certain amount of years you lose your residencies. It's not something like that. And you have a passport. You can have actually a permanent residence after a certain amount of years if you want to. So that's always amazing. Yeah, and then there are other countries like Portugal. You know, you can have you know, your permanent residence or a citizenship in 5 years.
That's so interesting.
You
know, people are money is mobile, right? So when you have your money and you don't necessarily have to be tied to a certain location, and as we've learned from the past year. A lot of people are able to work from home, so they can work not only from different states, they can work from different countries if it's
something that
they still need to be in the workforce. Now I'm going to ask you a question just because you got me thinking here. Are you seeing any movement from the younger generation looking to move to any of these countries because, you know, for them to start and buy a home and get, you know, what most of us had an opportunity years ago when we were younger, it wasn't the cost to get into anything or even start a decent life wasn't so expensive. And, you know, you were maybe making a little bit more money relatively. So are you seeing any of the younger generation starting to make that transition, which is kind of scary, but you know, money, money, you can only do so much in the United States because the costs of everything is so expensive for everything.
Right. Well, actually, the research came out about 2 weeks ago, and it shows that Gen Y are the one that are actually buying the over $1 million homes in newer developments overseas because they just don't want to be cramped up in, you know, where they are anymore. So they've moved further and further out, and now it's out of the country because they can get either the European Union type of passports, which is an amazing, you know, thing when before you couldn't even do it. So every country now has their own rules and regulations, and the younger generation are actually moving out. And a lot of people are surfers and golfers, so they need something that are fun.
Yeah, a little change. Interesting. Molly, give your website once again, and we're gonna let you go and sell more wonderful homes to the world.
Thank you. It's mynewcalhome.com. And before I go, I'd like to take the give you two little takeaways.
Yeah.
First, before
quickly,
you
quickly.
Buy overseas, have just download my 15 must-go-to questions, and then use your money wisely to grow and get a second passport.
Huh. Very interesting. Boy, the times have changed, aren't they? Well, thank you, Miss Molly Faulkner. I appreciate you coming on. Always something very interesting from the guru of real estate in sunny, semi-lockdown California. Have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you. We'll talk to you next
okay.
month. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's a piece of work. I am going to get her Good Golly Miss Molly song. Whoa, this is breaking news. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, is one of the great patriots in this country. And, you know, he's been censored and boycotted because he's determined to share the truth about the election fraud. He has a new documentary, Absolute Proof. It's playing on a loop all day, today, Saturday, and Sunday on the OAN network. So make sure that you watch it to really understand what happened. I heard about that he was going to do this, but I didn't realize he was going to be doing it all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So I have it recorded right now. I'm going to watch it tonight. Absolute Proof. We're going to add it to our homepage, our Take Action page, and the Election Fraud Facts page in our Rumble account as soon as I get a hold of the link. Because we know that the mainstream media, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are going to shut it down. So I would like if you guys can please share the link with everyone you know to get this information out there because it's important. And we also want to encourage everyone to support Mike and MyPillow and his 2,500 employees. So if you can, buy some of his 100 products. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Mike, and proceeds from his sales benefit the Lindell Recovery Network to provide free services for drug rehabilitation. How about that? Because, you know, drug rehabs usually are like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and people keep going back and back and back because they don't get help. His are free. This guy truly does everything for other people, and the media just hates that. Oh, God, what horrible, horrible people. We also added the graphic to his MyPillow page. And it's linked to his website on our homepage, our Take Action page, so you can easily find it. And this is great. And as an added bonus, above that, I put the video of his appearance on Newsmax from this week, where the host told the producer to cut off Lindell. And then he actually walked off the set because he didn't want to hear about it. It's an election fraud, and we know everything. And there's been no one's ever found any facts, blah, blah, blah. Ironically, the segment was about censorship. No, you can't make this stuff up, people. You can't make this stuff. Crazy time. All right, let's bring on our next guest. Next guest is Miss Virginia Prodan. She's the international human rights attorney. Smart, smart lady. She's an author, speaker, and victory coach showing you how to live a life of significance. She's going to get us fired up today, audience. Give us some inspiration. How about a round of applause? Miss Virginia, how are you, my friend?
I am doing so fine. I am just inspired by your work, by the values that you produce, and I am so honored to be here. I am so honored to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, when you say nice things like that, then you can come on more often because, you know, I'll take the compliments. I'll take the compliments, honey. And then, of course, you know, I'm into the bribe thing. You know, you like our show, you follow us, you subscribe, you can get some cash. So you go ahead and keep saying all those nice things, share the show with your friends, and we'll have you on more often. So let's jump right into what are we going to do here? We've gotten our guests and our audience for the past week repositioning their New Year's resolutions, putting things into perspective, because, you know, by now, 80% of people have already fallen off the wagon. So we knew that was coming. We wouldn't have warning everybody in January. And then we said, you know what, we're going to hardcore it and just jam-pack this show with amazing guests and kind of just plant that in your brain. It's time to reposition and be realistic, and then actually let's get some stuff done. So what are we going to talk about today, Miss Life Coach?
You are so right about that. 80% of people just drop all the goals and everything that they decided for 2021 because they look at circumstances and they don't look at what is inside of them. I love to equip people and to train them to live a life of significance. What these people, 80% of them, are doing is, in fact, they keep themselves captive to their limitations. And it's time when you live a life of significance, because we all have something unique in our life, created for a purpose. We open the door to freedom first in our lives, and we give freedom to others. And I want the listener to understand that each one of us, we are unique. We do not compete with each other because of our weakness. Being so special, we have a specific place in this world. I just want them to understand that they have to have a mindset, the right mindset, that they are unique, and they have to have the right tools to use it in order to live that life of significance. And it's possible for each one of us.
I want to talk a little bit about what you just said about competition. There's a lot of people that do a lot of similar categories, lines of work, but each person really is different in their delivery, in their methods, and how they resonate with a certain person. I mean, somebody might have something identical to my show, but they don't like me or my voice, but they like what it's about. And somebody else might connect with them because they're like, oh, I like that person's voice. So you don't know what is going to connect. But the reason why I want to just get some input from you is, we've always had this misconception that everybody is our competition, but we're not. We're collaborating together. And that's kind of the whole purpose of this platform, is to realize that we're all on the same page and people can work together, even if they're in the same line of work or same industry, because they resonate differently with different people. And it's all about being like-minded. So take off that misconception of somebody's your competition. When, if you look at it as them being an alliance or an ally, they could actually be giving you referrals, or you could be networking with them. So, you know, instead of building walls around yourself, open yourself up to more collaboration and partnerships and, you know, cooperating with people and even promoting other people in your similar line of work or industry, as long as obviously it's not going to directly compete with you, but you know, there's ways to do that. Do you want to comment on that just quickly?
Yes. I first of all, you have to be intentional and to listen to others and learn. You have to be teachable and to be able to invest in yourself according to what the other person can offer. Like, for example, nobody can tell my life story and take my pain into a passion.
Exactly.
So there is no competition on that. I am not good to help someone who went to a cancer or who had kids in jail, because I do not have that. So I'm listening to these people. I'm learning from them. If you are not teachable on that and promote them, anytime I encounter someone who needs these kind of people, I connect them with them.
Mm-hmm.
By connecting them, I create friendships.
Exactly.
I create relationships that creates value to them and to me. And that's not competition. I invest in them, and I invest in myself. You know, we have to remember that we control our lives. God is in control of our lives, but through him, we control how we respond to the circumstances, how we hear others pouring in us and how we pour in others. And things happen to for us, not to us. We have to change the victim mentality to the victor mentality.
There that, you go. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Say that again.
We have to change the victim mentality that thinks life to me, instead life happens for me.
Ooh.
I am
I
here.
I love that.
Yes, and then you don't have a competitor because your life is unique. What you can share with others and train others and equip others, it's based on how you grew up. How, for me, for example, I was not even aware of that. I was very good at negotiation in law school here in America, in Dallas. And the professor told me, you are my best student. And I said, well, you know, when you have to negotiate with three kids in the morning to take them to school, you learn to be a good negotiator.
You're negotiating with the kids. You're like, oh, law school's easy. I've negotiated with three kids. Forget the other attorneys. That's easy stuff.
Yeah. And he said, no, I never thought about this. But you have influence and you live in two cultures, in Europe and in America, and you bring something unique. So think about yourself. What is unique about you? And develop that instead of compare yourself with others. They will put you down. You put yourself down. You put yourself in a cage instead of have the freedom to develop what is unique to you.
Amazing what you said today. I think you just hit the nail on the head, shall they say. So, Virginia, can you give your website? I got to bump to our next guest, but yeah, oh my God, that was powerful.
Yes, my website is virginiaprodanbooks.com.
Perfect.
You will find all the information about me. Invite me to speak. You can buy my books there. If you want to be coach, everything is there. VirginiaProdanBooks.com.
Oh, beautiful, my friend. Beautiful, my friend. So you take care of yourself in that good old state of Texas and Texas, right? Isn't that it? You're going to succeed. I'm cool with that. All right. You guys are good. You're leading the way. And then we'll come right behind you. Arizona's too corrupt, though, so I'm going to have to move to Texas. All right, my dear. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next month. Thanks for the content. Such quality all the time. You're always appreciated. You're a great partner.
So much, Michelle. You are doing excellent. I love your show, and I will promote wherever it's possible.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, tell your friends. Tell your friends to listen and tune in and, you know, make sure that they start using that resource. I put all this information on there for everybody. I just want everyone to start finding it. Yeah, there's all kinds of things to take action and, you know, really change your business, change your life. So thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it, Virginia.
You're very welcome, Michelle. Keep doing the work that you are doing. You are excellent.
And one of these days when I get some sleep, I'll be able to do a video instead of hiding behind the microphone with my dark circles under my eyes. Thanks, Virginia. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, so funny. All right. So before I bring on our next guest, I just want to make an announcement. All right, we have an amazing upcoming show Thursday, February 11th at 3 p.m. We're doing a live show with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. Just got chills when I said both of their names. We are taking audience questions, so you don't want to miss this incredible episode. They're going to be coming to Anthem, Arizona for an event on the 15th of February, so we wanted to support them. If you haven't watched their shows, you can find them on our Must Listen To page on the Partners and Patriots tab of everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I go through and just check to see if they have new episodes all the time. Incredible, 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 incredible shows. Two such sincere people. They deliver powerful messages of faith and hope and facts and scripture. And as I've mentioned before, it's a great way to get closer to God and bring back real religion into your lives. And we'll be promoting the show on social media, but we'll probably be censored because it's about God and the media hates God. And they hate my platform because I say patriotic and I give people advice and resources to help themselves rather than be dependent on the government and be the victim that Virginia was talking about. So please join our newsletter. You can get information like that sent to your email so we can circumvent the censorship of the social media and the mainstream media. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the links graphic. Oh, it's the click the links. Yeah, click the links graphic. It's at the top of the page. Or you could join the newsletter, and that is, the button is on the lower right corner of every page. It goes on every page of Everything Home. It's amazing how many times I can say every or everything. All right, so let's jump into the next guest. This is Mr. Rick Manning, president of the Americans for Limited Government. Now, this is a segment that I took out of the episode 127 that we recorded on October 9th. Of last year. The reason why I wanted to replay it is because it is very appropriate for where we are right now in our country. And I wanted you to listen. So you can listen to the full episode or read the blog by going to the episodes tab and clicking the show graphic or searching for episode 127 on your favorite podcast player or go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, episodes tab 127. So here is Rick Manning. It's 7 minutes-ish. Powerful stuff.
Every single day, I remind myself that God's in control, that I'm not in control. The weight of the world isn't on my shoulders, that God is in control. And as a result, you know, you become kind of empowered to do what you're called to do. You know, Clay Clark talks about Matthew, chapters of Matthew. I'm an Ephesians 2:10 guy. And, you know, it's that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do works that God laid out before us. We're God's masterpiece. We've been created for a purpose. And I am blessed that I've been able to find that purpose. And as a result, when things get hard, I know that at least this is what I'm meant to be doing. And so that you can't be frustrated when you're getting to do what you're meant to do. When you get frustrated is when you're not doing what you're meant to be doing. And what's more, I have on my little behind my desk, on my bookcases, obviously, I have pictures of my wife and other things, but I've got a big wooden plaque that says Live Dangerously for Christ. And behind it, I've got a statue of Don Quixote, which is, you know, effectively what we're called to do. We're supposed to attack windmills and we're supposed to try to do the impossible because through Christ, all things are possible. So we're not supposed to limit ourselves based on, you know, what people say can be done. We're supposed to figure out how to get done what's supposed to be done. And part of that is in how we live. And part of that is how we kind of refuse to be cowed by conventions that say you can't do stuff. You can't accomplish stuff. You can't achieve. It's never been done that way. Now, and everybody in every walk of life faces that. It's not just being in politics. Everybody faces the, you know, it's never been done that way, people, when you know there's got to be a better way to do it. Every single great invention overcame somebody who said it's never been done that way. So don't get trapped in a construct of that's created for you by the world. Be in the construct that's created for you by Christ and by God.
You know, that's an interesting point. And when I hear that from people and they say, you can't do that or that's not been done, that actually gives me power. And it gives me encouragement to prove them wrong. It's almost like, ooh, don't you dare me, because now I'm going to go do it. Now I'm going to put all my effort into it just to prove you wrong. So
Exactly, right.
It's a great reminder. You know,
we have to be bold. In politics, that translates to you have the media sit there and constantly telling you what you're supposed to think. And they're constantly trying to tell you what you can think, what you can say, what you can do. And you know what? You know, all they have is the money to be able to deliver their message. What they don't have is anything that's relational. You have, every single person listening to this has relations with the other people. And you have more power with those people you have a relationship with than the media has with them. But you want it, what those who want to control is through the, whether it's the internet or the over-the-air media, to what they want to do is they want us to be defeated, feel like, oh, we can't win. The historical imperative is on their side, which is Marx You know, you're on the wrong side of history, which is Marx. But no, we're not on the wrong side of history, because we know God wins. They're on the wrong side of history. Freedom wins. The human heart longs for freedom. So we have a responsibility to reach that part of the human heart that says, I want to be free. And that is something we can bring to our neighbors, our friends, and others in a way that others can't.
And we only have a few weeks left to save the freedom that we have. I mean, we're going to focus today on what it is that makes this country great and why is America worth saving? Because in a couple of weeks from now, on the 3rd of November, it's a major turning point. If Trump wins, we're going to be okay. If Biden wins, it will never be the same. And people are not realizing the destruction that's going to happen and the fact that they think that their freedoms are being encroached on now because things are closed and they can't go to church and they have to wear a mask. That's the tip of the iceberg. Just a small fraction of what's going to happen. And I want people to really understand what makes this country so great and why it's worth saving.
I might go on a little bit of a 5-minute thing here. So I
please do.
Warn people in advance. America was founded under a principle that all men are created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain and inalienable rights, amongst these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, obviously, over the perfecting of the Union, the word man has become people, and it's good that it's become people. But understand this, the fundamental principle of man, the DNA of America is that we are created equal by our Creator, endowed by God, not government, endowed by God, with certain inalienable rights, things they can't take away from you. They are from God. They are yours. They're not the government's decide if you can exercise them or not. And going to church is one of those things, by the way. So you have those inalienable rights that you have as an individual. And guess what? Every person created in the world has these individual rights. The difference is our government was founded on that principle that you are in charge, not the government, that you have the power, not the government. Every other government on earth has been founded on the principle that the government is in charge, and whatever you get to do, they let you do. That's the fundamental fight we have right now. The fundamental fight is whether you're in charge or the government's in charge. So when you think about it, so our very DNA is at stake. People don't realize that about 6 months later, the dream of America was about to die. Our troops were at Valley Forge. They're freezing to death. They were under-equipped. They had no money. And most of their contracts to be in the Army ended on January 1, 1777. George Washington had a problem. He put his own money in. He put his own money in to try to close his hoops, get food for the troops. He constantly was begging the Continental Congress to provide resources. But it was dire, and people were dying of disease and just plain simple being cold. And so George Washington had a problem because the morale was absolutely low and people couldn't wait to go home and resume their lives and give up on this dream. He had an idea. He said he marched them north and crossed the Delaware River on Christmas Eve and attacked Trenton, where the German mercenaries were there having a Christmas party. He attacked them. He won the Battle of Trenton. And he restored and he saved the country because those same men were frozen, cold, and demoralized, had just achieved a victory. They just saw the possibility that they could win. They just saw that they were able to stand up to the powerful European consort that was against them, Great Britain, and then the hired Hessians. And they won. They won a battle, and it invigorated them with spirit.
Powerful stuff, and what we're trying to do is just make you think, give you reminders, give you inspiration, and important stuff like that you need to think about. So if you want to listen to the full episode, it's episode 127 with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. It's on the website, the episodes tab of everythinghomeresourceplatform.com or on your favorite podcast player, episode 127. You can also read the blog. That's under the episodes tab, too. All righty. Making you think, guys. Making you think. All right, let's bring on our next guest. We've got a special guest coming to us all the way from the UK. How about that? And the accent is always a winning thing for me. I love the Australian. I love the UK accent. So up next is Emma Burton. She's the founder of Yoga with Emma Burton. She's connecting the mind, the body, and soul. Round of applause, audience. She's going to get me to be able to touch my toes. You know, Emma, your timing to be scheduled for your segment is perfect, because this whole week we've had a bunch of health, wellness, exercise, nutrition guests on the show, which we haven't had before, because I said, I put it out to the universe. I said, I gotta do something. I gotta get out of this chair. And if I'm doing this, I know everybody else is. And then all of a sudden, all these healthy people started showing up. So, tell quickly about you, and then let's get into some information about how people can start using yoga in their lives to make it better.
So it's a pleasure to be here, and lovely to chat to you guys. Thanks for having me. I am a yoga teacher. I've been teaching yoga for 18 years, and I'm a coach, and I'm mum to two boys, and I'm an author. So I basically fell in love with yoga the very first class I ever went to. And my mum sent me many, many years ago when I was kind of heartbroken and being miserable and kind of wallowing in it. And she just said, Emma, just go and get happy. Go and do some yoga. And I was completely hooked the very first class I ever went to. I just was blown away.
I'm going to make a confession. I did yoga many, many years ago. I did it for 3 weeks. I noticed incredible differences. I actually noticed my posture totally changed. I noticed definition in muscles that I hadn't seen since high school, and I stopped. So I think that's what a lot of people do. They, even though you see all these positive things, you end up stopping because they had to go to a class, and the class was at night after you went to, you know, you're working all day and the class was like at 7 o'clock at night, and then you had to drive there. So the fact that you have the yoga at home and things are more oriented now doing things at home, that's why I thought it was a perfect niche to get people really motivated, because you don't have to go somewhere. And so no excuse, right? I don't have an excuse now. I don't have to get in the car.
Exactly. Except some people find it harder to motivate themselves to do it at home. But it is just, I encourage people to make a little date in their diary and try and stick to just a few sessions. But what I am doing is I'm doing shorter classes, so that I know when we're in lockdown, we've got kids at home and stuff like that. It's quite hard to steal time away to yourself. But if the classes are just 30 minutes, not an hour, I do some longer ones too, but it's easier to make yourself get onto your mat and turn up. And also, you can find a time in the day that works for you. Like, it can be before your shower in the morning. It can be just, you know, just before you kind of make the breakfast. Whatever works, you can steal 30 minutes. And I don't encourage people to do it every day and go hard at it. It's literally just a couple of times a week, just to find some peace and some, you just feel so much better when you move.
Explain to the audience who haven't done yoga, or they kind of think it's too, you know, like holistic, or it's not like it's real exercise, that the value and what it does for your mind in addition to your body. Can you explain that for the newbies? Because, you know, yoga isn't a category of its own until you really understand it or try it.
Yeah. So, and yoga, when I first fell in love with yoga, it was the peace I found within my mind, because I was always beating myself up, you know, sort of the internal dialogue was so noisy. It was just, and when I went to yoga, it just literally shut up. It was such heaven. And then I did go on a journey with some quite intense kind of deep yoga stretching, and people can actually get a bit addicted to making it gymnastical and kind of about being bendy, and actually can cause injury. And there's so much yoga out there. It's just got, you know, more and more popular, but I actually injured myself through an adjustment in yoga, and was sort of told by the people who were teaching me, keep practicing anyway, you know, whether you're injured or not. And in my experience, I knew that that was wrong, and I changed the way I do yoga. So now the form of yoga I do is more physiotherapy based, So yes, it's physical movement, but it's more about the your individual body, so that you move your body in a way that feels good to you, and you feel the stretch, but you pull back away from the edge of the stretch, rather than trying to go really deep and get really, you know, fast with it and moving fast. You actually just take it steady and just kind of breathe in the posture.
And that makes all the difference in the world. When you mm-hmm. the whole goal is to take it slow, right? And it's to
yeah.
and to really stretch and to clear your mind, try not to think about your to-do list or what you got to do after you finish the class.
Yeah. And I think yoga is really good for that, because, you know, we do lots of balancing postures and things, and you really can't. I mean, bendy people find yoga really easy, so their mind doesn't have to get involved. They can literally like fling their legs all over the place and they can be thinking about what they have for supper. But if you find it harder, you have to bring your mind, your mind consciousness into your body, and you have to connect with your breath, and you focus your eye gaze on one spot. And so it really, really makes it easy to be still and to find calm, so that your day, every day improves.
And breathing, real quick, do you want to mention something about how critical and important breathing is, even when you're not doing yoga and you're at home or freaking out or you're stressed at work? The breathing really makes a huge difference.
It really does. I mean, we take our breath for granted. And I know, obviously, it's the first thing we do when we're born, and it's the last thing we do when we die. And it's the Ooh. Most important thing we do. We need to really honor our breath. And when people get anxious and when people get busy, they start to breathe high up in their chest and quite quickly. And it's proven that if you actually bring your breath down, low down, do some abdominal breathing, it just starts to kick in your body's parasympathetic nervous system, which is your natural relaxation. And we could, if we just consciously breathe in that way for 5 minutes every day, it would totally change the way that we're kind of presenting ourselves into the world. It would really change. And I work with people on a one-to-one basis, you know, with the coaching stuff, and bring the breathing practices in so that they can really learn it and embody it, so that when they are freaking out, you know, they can step away and just take a few minutes. And then you do it, you practice it anyway, so it's preventative rather than just when you're about to lose it. You do it daily so you feel the benefits.
Yeah, so you might not get to the point where you freak out, because, you know, you're being proactive. You're cutting it off at the pass before it hits you.
Exactly. And your body is de-stressing, you know. We can't carry around like all this tension in our minds and our shoulders and our body. We need to let it out. And I think that the physical yoga practice is a really good way of kind of processing what's going on with you that day, that week. And the breath is a really good way of just kind of like creating space around it all.
Yeah, giving a little room, no pun intended, to breathe. Just give a little room to breathe. Emma, can you give your website so people can contact you and check out and start doing some of these yoga classes online or on demand or live, however you're doing them?
Yeah, so I have a website. It's emma-burton.com. I'm also doing a freebie on Valentine's Day called Feel the Love. So that's on my Facebook page. But it's all going to be pointing you there from my website. So you can find me there.
Perfect. Make sure you tag me and our Facebook, LinkedIn pages, all of that in your post, so that we could promote it. And then if you want to shoot me an email with the graphic, I'll put it on the website, on the events page on our homepage. So if you can do that, I will add you to all of those different categories on our web pages to promote all the different events for our partners. So
awesome.
Thank you so much, Emma. You gave me some inspiration to bring back the yoga.
Yay.
I forgot that I did it for 3 weeks and I loved it, and I had so much success with it.
I hope that you enjoy doing it again.
I'm going to check out the website. You're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in from the UK. How exciting is that?
Gotcha.
And we'll talk to you next month. Make sure you book your spot for March.
Awesome. Will do. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Oh, I feel a little bit more relaxed. We did almost like a little yoga session without even doing the yoga session. How about those guests, everybody? so far, four great guests, another great one coming up. I mean, unbelievable people, unbelievable professionals, experts, and passion-driven people on this platform. And all the information is free. And when you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you can listen to their shows, the different topics. And on each of the episodes, their company name is there. So you click on that, it goes right to their website. So we've made it so easy. I'm taking out those excuses. So if you're interested in becoming a partner and having a 7-minute spot on the show, reoccurring every month, the criteria, just need to be a good person, need to be doing good business, you need to be doing good things. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the schedule, your 7-minute live talk radio show segment graphic. It's on the homepage, book your spot, join our fabulous family. The purpose of this is I'm building this like-minded community. It's my way of trying to create one location for all the information, make it the ultimate resource platform to go to for everything that you need. The reason I did it, I wanted to eliminate excuses for people. Like, I didn't know where to go, what to do, who to follow, who should I trust. You can listen to them so you can kind of say, hey, am I on the same page? And once they become on this platform, you know that I've screened them, I've vetted them too, and I've built relationships with most every single person, and that is part of this. And again, and by having it on the website, it bypasses that whole censorship thing. So if people are putting posts and there's so much noise and so much junk on social media, and then you can't find somebody, you don't know where it went, or maybe they got their platform shut down. This way we can have everything in one location. And it's not going to be taken down. When we get to that point, we'll have to worry about that. But for the most part, we don't have to worry about things being censored or you not being able to get information. You might be following somebody, but if they're being shadow banned, like we've been on most of the social media platforms because they hate patriots and they hate God and they hate everything that our platform stands for, well, then you're not seeing my posts. So then how do you know that I just had these amazing guests that are on the show and you wanted to actually, you know, get the information. So that's why the website's there. The website is there for everybody to be like a landing place. So now you have your trustworthy website. You can go visit it when you're looking for the messages that matter, the people that you need to know about, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And we're doing this because it's just us guys. Remember, it's no one's out there going to help us. And everything, all the big powers that be are against us. It's just us. All right, we're going to bring the episode around. We're going to talk more wellness, more nutrition. It's, as I said, I put it out there into the universe that I need to get off my lazy rear end and get things in motion. All of a sudden, all these healthy people started showing up. So it's a sign because I know I'm not alone out there. My next guest is Wendy Michelle. She's a precision wellness specialist and nutritionist who's helping people reclaim their health so you can finally live whole, healthy, and free. Let's give her a big health and wellness. Thank you for coming. Change my health. Change my physique. Get me out of this chair. Thank you, Wendy. Miss Wendy, your clients and your business must be booming because everybody is stuck at home and everybody's tired of getting fat or getting out of shape or not eating healthy because you're cutting corners and staying home. I love that you're making money, but I don't want it to be because everybody's stuck at home. You know what I mean?
Yes. And, you know, I've actually always said that as well about, you know, my industry and what I do. People will say, oh, that's a great industry to be in. And I have to say, is it really? Is it really great that so many people are constantly seeking some kind of health or homeostasis or balance? Shouldn't that just be part of, you know, our humanity, our rights? So, yeah, I totally agree with that, 100%. It's great, and it's also not so great because I wish for everyone to feel awesome every day, and I truly think it's possible.
Well, right now, besides this COVID little carve-out, even up until then, aren't we the most unhealthiest we've ever been or the most overweight or obese that America's ever been is kind of right now?
Absolutely. Yes, it's fascinating because as we've evolved scientifically, I mean, the research and the data that we now have at our fingertips, we really should be seeing a completely different side of the spectrum. We should be the healthiest. We should be the fittest. we should have the most energy as ever. So it is a fascinating scenario to investigate. And it's something that I do on a daily basis, because I do believe that those things, like I said, they are possible. There's really no reason that we should be in this state.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is quite interesting. If we have all this technology to make everything so much easier to find information, you could get it for free. You don't have to, and this is, you're not paying a dollar, right? So you can get the information. You can go ahead and find out the things to eat or not eat, or learn about it, or even if you want to do a deep dive into the scientific portion, you can get the classes, you can get the techniques, you can follow the right people. And we obviously know, like you meant, the science side is that now more than ever, you have facts and science to back it up on what needs to be done or what not to do, but we're worse off. So it goes back to personal responsibility and people. Like, we have, even though we've evolved and become smarter and more maybe tech savvy, and we think we're so in touch and in tune, we've actually declined in the status of being human beings. And now it's in our health, and that's how you, you know, that's all you got, one body, right? And you, that's all you got. So if you don't do the things that you are encouraging people to do, you're not going to be in it for that long. Or if you are in it for even for a longer period of time, it's not going to be fun.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. And I think that it's not so much. It is definitely boiled down to a personal responsibility. But what I find is the challenge isn't so much the motivation or even the ability to find something. It's just it's overwhelming, and it's also being heavily censored, and it has been for many years. This is definitely not new from my side of the spectrum in my industry. I've been censored for over a decade in what I speak on, because I'm so anti diet trend, fitness trend. These are things that are big business, right? These are the things that have been created. They have been fabricated and made trillions of dollars fabricating these results, and then blaming the consumer when it doesn't work. And then, don't worry, we have a new solution for you. And this has been going on and on for so long that it's really a kind of a follow the money scenario. And it's no wonder why people find themselves in the situation they're in, because the system is rigged. It's designed that way, so that as soon as you start to feel hopeless and, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? I hate to feel like this. I've never been this weight before. I've never been so tired. You open up Instagram, you open up Facebook, and oh, guess what? There's a new solution for you. And it's like they're preying on fear or the hopelessness. And then they just, this repetitious cycle that there doesn't really ever seem to be is made, promises kept, which is why what I do is so very much based on the individual. It's why I am a precision wellness specialist. It's about customizing solutions to the individual based on their goals or their budget or their time or their health conditions. I mean, a solution shouldn't just be a quick, I love it. I mean, if there was a pill somebody could take and accomplish all these things, I'd be the first one to share about it, but there isn't. I haven't found one in the 20 years that I've been doing it. But these programs need to consider the whole person, you know, their movement, their nutrition, their sleep, their stress, their mood, their, you know, career, families, their purpose, their significance in the world. If all those things aren't being contemplated or considered in creating a healthy lifestyle, well, then you have that many rooms of error or potential to, you know, not be successful. So I really feel like there is a great opportunity for people to feel amazing, but it's that system that's being presented and that's ever before us every time we open up our phone is not the system that's going to work.
I love that you gave that reminder to people that the system is rigged, and it's about trying to sell you something or another gimmick or the fear and the hopelessness, because that is so spot on. I mean, that's what we're finding out just even this year alone about every entity that is. It's not just the health and nutrition. It's government. It is the media. It is the big box. It is the big tech. It's everything. It's like, I use the example, this year they forced us to put our mask on. but now they have actually taken theirs off and we're seeing everything from a different perspective and going, how come I didn't pay attention before? How did I not know this? They've been lying to me. They've been doing all these things on the side. I mean, this is how they operate their business, but then I have to do this over here. And the nutrition world, oh my God, the information that I've learned just in the past 60 days about how warped that is when it comes to even the companies that make the products and the food and the supplements. Oh, we could do a whole show on that. It's mind blowing that it makes you so mad that it's almost like you say, how dare you? How dare you do that to people because it's their health, you know? And that's just, we as the Americans in this country, you know, we need to take back that power that we've given away to all these groups or organizations because we're letting them get away with it. And yeah, it's a big thing to, you know, it's a big goal to set out there, but people like you, you said you've been fighting it for 10 years and there's other people fighting it too, but more people are now more awake because they're finding out what the kind of a scam all this stuff is. And then just the lies and the fraud. So do you want to give a tip that somebody can do or some advice that they, once they listen to this show, they go, okay, I need one thing to get me started or one thing to reposition my thought process so then I can really then be prepared to take the next big step, which would be a commitment to, you know, doing exercise or changing my healthy eating or change the healthy eating habits. But we got to give everybody a baby step.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the best place to start and that, you know, really does yield a great ROI for the time spent on it is detoxing guilt and shame and eating food that speaks the same language as your body. And that sounds like it might be complicated, but it's actually as simplified as I've just stated it. There's no reason to, you know, eat something and then sit there and feel guilty or shameful about it because we know that our DNA actually expresses itself partially based on our perception. So if every time you eat, you feel bad about it, well, you're giving a message to your body that it needs to be concerned about what it's just consumed. So that's totally counterproductive. And eating food that speaks the same language as your body, that just simply means that we've been created and designed in a certain way. The molecular structure of food that is grown, you know, produce and you know, vegetables, nuts, seeds, just, I mean, the things that I think are typically classified as healthy or foods that have not been processed, have not been grown in some weird lab to mimic meat, those types of things do not speak the same language as our bodies. But what we can grow, has evolved along with us, the food that comes from that speaks the same language as our body. And it's kind of an easy thing to remember. Like, does this speak the same language as my cells? If it has come along with us since the beginning of time, you're probably in a pretty good position to take that one baby step further. When it does come to produce or meats, just be mindful. It is worth the investment to go organic, and that would require a whole other show probably to get into just the nuances of what's actually happening, you know, to our food supply. I'm in the food industry as well. I actually have formulated and created my own food brands because of what you were talking about earlier, and just now realizing how this factory farming works and how the food industry works. This is why I got into it, because I thought, well, if somebody doesn't get in there that actually will be an advocate for the consumer, I mean, we're going to go in that direction way too fast. So just being mindful of factory farming and the things that are not natural to our evolution, try to leave those things out. Don't worry, I wouldn't spend too much time on calories and macronutrients and is it keto or is it vegan? Just stick with nature. Your body understands it, and stop feeling bad about what you eat.
Huh. That's really a great perspective. I've not heard it before. So you are definitely a pioneer in, I want to say, almost common sense. You would think we should all think that way, but it's I've not ever heard someone put it in a perspective of speaking the language that the same as ourselves, and thinking about it from that aspect. Interesting. And it's funny that you just said something about the detox. I just got a text from my roommate, and he says that the topic is detox. Do you think we need one of these? And I just saw it pop up, and I went, I'm going to ask Wendy first. I think that's what I'm going to send them back. Let me run it by Wendy to find out what this product is, because as you even said, a lot of times these products have additional items in them that are not good for you. And I just kind of want to bring a little warning to people. They're purposely put in there for reasons 100%. That you don't put metals or mercury into what I found out now. Most of the turmeric that people buy, there's either heavy metals or mercury in it. You don't put that in there unless there's a reason why you want that to get into people's bodies. And that is part of this whole, we are now awoke. I don't want to say awoke. Mm-hmm. That's the bad one. We are now awake to what is going on. Yeah, you got to watch what you. Yeah, you don't want to go on one side or the other. I'm not awoke to nothing. I'm awakened to the facts and the reality of the real world and what this entire food and nutrition industry, the bad side of it, has done to make people unhealthy when they pretend that they want to make you healthy. So you gotta really be cognizant of what's in your products and where they're coming from. So I love the fact that you're saying kind of just stick to the nature thing. And if you can afford the organic, go for it. But other than that, make sure it comes out of the dirt. Well, we definitely need to do a special segment on nutrition and wellness, only because I just think that more people need to know about the truth side of it. So if you're interested, we'll talk about doing that as a special segment. And because the time now is to get some get people back on track, especially, you know, my whole thing is let's reopen this country. Let's get everything back to normal. There's no reason why we can't do that. And especially with our health, it's so important now that just on my personal journey of finding out how bad a lot of these companies are and how bad the products are. It's important to make sure people are putting the right things in their mouth if they're going to be doing that. So if you're up for that, I think it'd be a great segment for the audience. Give your website information or anything else you want to plug. And then I got to wrap up the show. I'm a little over.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted you to talk longer. So certain guests, I say it's an hour show, but then again, if somebody wants to fast forward, be my guest. If somebody wants to stop it because, it's 1 o'clock, I got to stop the show. I can't, you know, I'm not going to control that. But if I got somebody that has a really great information, there's no reason why they can't spend a few more minutes and talk. So that's what I want. That's why I'm over. So plug your stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I would absolutely love to do a whole segment. I think people really, really need it, and I do come from a unique perspective, and I'm in the factories, so I'm not just. This is not a conspiracy for me. This is my career. So, yes, I would love to do that. Let's get that on the calendar. And the way that people can find me is simply at my website, which is WendyMichelle.com, and that's Wendy with an I and Michelle with two L's. WendyMichelle.com. That'll be the fastest, easiest route to me.
And I'm not going to hold the two L's against you. It's okay. Your parents made a mistake. they let the pen linger too long on the page. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I just like to save ink. My parents are more, you know, they were just more into, hey, let's get in, let's get out. There's no reason to keep just putting all these letters that you don't even, there's no sound to them. Just keep writing. So it's not a big deal.
I love it.
I won't hold that against you. Oh, Wendy, Michelle, what a spectacular new partner to our platform. Thank you for finding us and us finding you, and such incredible information. So I'll be in touch this weekend. We could set up something, and we'll really deliver some great hardcore information. We'll do a deep dive on all of this, especially from your perspective, because I'm just ripping off the mask off of everybody, of all the bad people. And then the good ones, I want them to rip it off because it only makes them get sick so we can get back to normal. So I'm ripping off the mask left and right. Somebody's got to do it.
I'm into it. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Right. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. What a guest. What a show. I'm going to leave it with, I'm 109 over, but I just want to let you know one thing. We've got the Take Action tab on the top of our website now, and the video for Dr. Simone Gold, the founder of America's Frontline Doctors, at the very top of it. It's important that you watch it. It talks about the coronavirus. It talks about the truth behind it. It's got information and facts that you've not heard before. I guarantee it's some of this is new information that has been purposely been hidden from the American people. Also, it's about the vaccine. The vaccine is not a vaccine. I want to make this clear. People are saying, oh, go take it, go take it. Okay, first, watch the video and learn about what is in it. It's a biological agent with mRNA technology. It's got tracking devices in it. Yes, this nanotechnology with a tracking device so they can actually track everything and know what your DNA is. There's many other harmful ingredients, including fetal tissue from aborted babies. Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is not – we did a whole show on it with Clay Clark, episode 126. So if you want to read about it, there's a blog on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Episode 126 is with Clay Clark, talks all about coronavirus. And watch the video in that's on the Take Action tab. It's also on the homepage. It'll put things into perspective. It's really powerful. And then you can also sign her petition that is on the website too. Like I said, it's time that we take control of our own lives, get this country back in order. You got to learn the truth. I want you to rip off those ridiculous masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. Who wants to breathe their own dirty air? That's just kind of simple common sense. We need to get back to normal. We need to reopen America. I'm going to play the Real America commercial real quick, and then we're ending the show. I'm just going to close it out right after there. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, all of today's guests, all of the past guests, and go to the Reopen America Resource Center tab on the page, and let's get this country back open again. Let's get our health back under control. Let's get our freedom back. Learn about the Mike Lindell video. It's on OAN all weekend long. It'll also be on our website, Absolute Proof. Let's do this, guys. It's time. It's time to get everything back to normal and reopen America.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
You've been listening.
Oh, forgot to tell you. Sorry, it's me again. Monday, noon, back here. 5 new guests, amazing partners. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you to all the guests that have been on the show and all the partners of the Everything Home Resource Platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Tune in Monday, noon, another great episode. Promise, you're awake, everybody. Go take action. You got all weekend long. You got to make some of this happen. Do one thing. Just do one thing. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.